When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight, and it's not often that I have the executive director of Grand Haven Main Street in the studio, Shandi Poppy. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. I have to tell you, Nightlight was off the hook this year.
Oh, my God. As always, it's such a great event.
I just love being downtown. I feel like I'm walking around in my own Christmas village or something. I absolutely love it. When I get here early in the morning, when it snows again, I'm going to park my car like I do some of my radio stuff, and then I'm going to walk down Washington when it's snowing early in the morning when no one's around.
Yeah.
There's snow melt.
I know. And it's just beautiful.
It is
and
beautiful.
We added new lights this year, and that was a hit. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, this is so cool. Nice. What is Small Business Saturday? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we are. I can't even believe we're here already.
I know.
I mean, the weather's been so nice throughout the entire fall.
Just it.
So the holidays kind of snuck up on us, but here we are.
I know.
You know, it's Thanksgiving week, and Small Business Saturday is happening this Saturday, and you got to come out and support the locals, you know?
You really do.
Yeah.
Think of all the stores that are down here that have unique gifts. You go to any store down here.
Oh, yeah.
And you buy something, somebody's going to say, where did you get that?
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. Where did you get that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can come and get unique toys from Matt Kite, unique gifts from Silverfire, Haven in Maine. We have a lot of stores that have artist-made and handmade goods in them, that they're just incredible.
They really, really are. They really, really are. I know what it was. Here we go. Since it started in 2010, $201 billion, 68 cents from every dollar spent at a local small business stays in the community.
Yeah, I know. Boom. I thought it was like 60% or something like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
It is.
And if you think about it, like all of our businesses downtown and in Centertown, a lot of the owners are involved with the community.
Oh, for sure.
They volunteer their time to put on events and do different things. They donate their funds back to community organizations and nonprofits in the area.
Yep.
So it's just one big circle of happiness that happens. So, you know, it's
circle
important.
Of happiness.
I know. You like that?
I do like that.
So shopping small has a bigger impact than you really think, right?
Yeah.
It supports these businesses. It keeps them sustainable.
Yep.
It keeps them here. But, you know, we're grateful. We're a neighborhood champion for Small Business Saturday through American Express.
Oh, okay.
And so we're here to champion, you know, our retailers and support our restaurants and stuff year-round.
Wonderful.
But, this is a really important day for them.
It is. So shop small. Please think of all the cool gifts. And I've got people out of the country. I've got people out of town. You buy something really cool from Grand Haven, and they're wearing it over in Dublin. I mean, it's just... I feel like I'm walking around in my own little Christmas village.
Yeah.
I love it. I can just walk around all day, my head in the clouds. I love Grand Haven. It's so much fun. But the storefronts look so beautiful.
Yes, everybody's done a great job with their windows. And, you know, it is very small town hallmark Christmas.
It is, and I love it, doggone it, and
it
keep
is.
It that way.
Yeah.
And I love all the, like I told you the last time we talked, all the families I'm seeing downtown. And I love that we're a dog-friendly town.
Oh, yeah.
We are a dog-friendly town.
And a lot of the stores will have stickers on their windows that say that they're a dog-friendly store.
I love that.
You know, and that's all thanks to Tanya over at Must Love Dogs.
I love
who
her.
Helps encourage that, too.
Bless her heart.
We're a very open, welcoming town just in general.
I think so.
There's some cool stuff, and there's cool places to go. I mean, you could even do even unique things like pouring your own candle.
I know.
And creating your own scent.
Yes.
For family members or as a gift.
Right,
or,
and that's at Garsnet, I think.
Garsnet
okay.
Beacon. So, yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of unique things that you can do down here that you can't get.
No, and everyone's so friendly when you walk into a store. They're so happy to see you, and they're friendly, and it's nice. Thanksgiving, I ask everybody this, pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
Oh, I'm a pumpkin pie person.
See, I'm like, what's up? More pecan pie for me.
Yeah.
Keep your fork, there's pie.
Yeah, I think a pecan pie for me with ice cream is a fall thing, but for Thanksgiving for the holiday,
you want the pumpkin pie. With the All right.
Cream. Yeah.
No, I could eat a whole pecan pie.
And then I could eat any kind of pie,
well,
quite
yeah.
frankly.
That's a fact, isn't it?
I
mean,
like
hello.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's good to see you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Everybody head downtown on Saturday for Small Business Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.